Multiwave length vertical structure in the omic debris disk, characterizing the collisional cascade, by David Wisgan et al. Debris disks are scaled-up analogs of the Kuiper belt in which dust is generated by collisions between planetesimals. In the collisional cascade model of debris disks, dust lost to radiation pressure and winds is constantly replenished by grinding collisions between planetesimals. The model assumes that collisions are destructive and involve large velocities. This assumption has not been tested beyond our solar system. We present 0 inches 25, approximately equals 2.40, resolution observations of the lambda equals 450 dust continuum emission from the debris disk around the nearby M dwarf O microscopy with the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array. We use parametric models to describe the disk structure and an MCMC algorithm to explore the posterior distributions of the model parameters. We fit the structure of the disk to both our data and archival lambda equals 1.3 millimeters data, Daly et al., 2019, from which we obtained two aspect ratio measurements at 1.3 millimeters, H1300 equals 0.025 carat plus 0.008 to 0.002, and at 450, H450 equals 0.019 carat plus 0.006 to 0.001, as well as the grain size distribution index Q equals 3.03 plus or minus 0.02. Contextualizing our aspect ratio measurements within the modeling framework laid out in Pan-Schlitting, 2012, we derive a power law index of velocity dispersion as a function of grain size P equals 0.28 plus or minus 0.06 for the omic debris disk. This result implies that smaller bodies are more easily disrupted than larger bodies by collisions, which is inconsistent with the strength regime usually assumed for such small bodies. Possible explanations for this discrepancy are discussed. This was multiwave length vertical structure in the omic debris disk, characterizing the collisional cascade, by David Wisgan et al.